Hear that? Gosudarstveni gim Rossiyskoi Federatsii, the soaring Russian national anthem. You know where you won't be hearing Gosudarstveni gim Rossiyskoi Federatsii? At the 2018 Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea.
The Russian Olympic Committee is suspended with immediate effect.
No anthem, no flags, no Russian uniform, no Russian athletes representing their country. Russia's Olympic team barred from the games. That was International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach delivering the news on Tuesday. A total ban, thanks to the exposure of a massive state-backed doping program. Rebecca Ruiz is a reporter with the New York Times, and she got exclusive access to a key piece of evidence against Russia here, the detailed journals of a chemist who helped dozens of Russian athletes use banned substances. She's in Lausanne, Switzerland, home of IOC headquarters. Hi, Rebecca.
Hello, glad to be with you.
Let's talk about the punishment first, because this punishment on Russia is severe. Barring Russia from the Winter Games, no medals, no officials. Was this expected?
It's a remarkable punishment. It's a historic punishment. And this is the culmination of years of investigations and speculation and evidence coming to light.
And you have a report that's ended up here of the head of the Russian anti-doping agency in reality being the head of the Russian doping agency.
Yes. And the really remarkable thing about what we know about Russia is that certainly athletes from all nations cheat, and many have been caught in many high-profile instances. But the systematic, the pervasive quality of this, the involvement of high-up government officials, Russia's sports minister, who is now the deputy prime minister of the entire nation. He was elevated by President Putin last year in the wake of some of these revelations. He was banned for life from ever going to an Olympic Games on Tuesday.
Rebecca, Russian athletes banned, Russian government officials banned, no Russian uniforms, no Russian flags. Can Russians compete at all in South Korea?
Russians absolutely can compete in the Winter Olympics when they begin in February. What the specifics that were announced yesterday were that the Olympic Committee stressed they want to leave a pathway for clean athletes, for people who were not implicated by this massive doping program. And so to the extent that there is no evidence on a Russian athlete, no drug violation in his or her history, and he or she has been rigorously tested in the weeks leading up to the Olympics, then that athlete may petition to compete, file an application, and it will be reviewed by the International Olympic Committee. But they will be competing for themselves as individuals under the Olympic flag, meaning that when you see, say, a Russian figure skater, she or he will be identified as Olympic athlete from Russia, not for Russia. And that medal will be won, should that person win a medal, by that individual rather than attributed to the nation. If that person steps on a podium, the Russian anthem will not play. Instead, the Olympic anthem will sound.
Well, back down at the laboratory, there was also this elaborate, almost movie-level amount of scheming going on to carry out doping at the Sochi Games in Russia. Can you describe exactly what Russian operatives were up to in their lab in order to cheat?
The Russian Sports Ministry had led a very coordinated effort to go to the top Olympians who were due to be competing in Sochi and said, please collect your clean urine during the months when you are not using drugs, and keep it in, he described, baby food jars, Coca-Cola bottles, double bag your clean urine samples, hand it over to the Russian sports ministry. It was kept in Moscow in freezers in this laboratory. That urine, that stockpiled urine, was then transported in late January 2014, weeks ahead of the Sochi Games, to Sochi, where it was kept by, according to Rodchenkov and the investigations that were commissioned by regulators, it was transported by officials and the Federal Security Service, Russia's FSB. And overnight, at the end of each day of competition, this chemist and a small team spent the hours from, say, midnight to 5 a.m. swapping out the urine samples and dumping out the tainted urine and rinsing the bottle, putting in that very same athlete's clean urine from months earlier, and then, in a very sophisticated way, balancing out certain chemical specifications that had been pre-recorded, so specific gravity, and putting in table salt or instant coffee in order to make some of these pre-recorded numbers match.
It's insane. You may not be a Russia government expert, Rebecca. Is it credible that the head of the sports ministry in Russia, who later became the deputy prime minister, could have undertaken such a large doping program without the approval of the president, Vladimir Putin?
President Putin was actively involved in preparations for the Sochi Games. And what it does come down to is projection of power. Many nations use sports as a platform to telegraph their power on the international stage. And certainly when you have investigations declaring that the FSB, that a nation's security service, was involved, what experts then say is that that level of involvement, that help, cannot be obtained without a certain level of awareness throughout the highest levels of government.
Rebecca Ruiz with the New York Times, thanks so much.
Thank you.